Summation of a Turnabout by Dylan Dog and Skyam. Synopsis: the story of a private detective and his probably boyfriend assistant trying to solve a mysterious crime involving a group of people invited to some shady rich guy's castle. Mainly the private detective says extremely wrong theories while his boyfriend gently chides him and tells him to try again until they find the right answer. Or at least that's what it's like if you play like I did. Oh, also they have Umineko powers. Review. Story. The cast consists of mostly OCs, with the game basically starting in medias res and throwing a lot of information and names at you all at once. Thankfully, the cast are paired in twos, which helps with familiarizing yourself with them since you can think, okay, so I know this person is linked with this other person. The initial premise has to do with this group of people trying to solve which of them is responsible for a mysterious murder, as they all throw theories at each other, while knowing that law enforcement will arrive soon, and the truth is likely to be lost forever if the police take over before they can come up with some kind of working theory. Unfortunately for our protagonist, a lot of the guests know each other, so he faces a lot of pressure since he's one of the easier scapegoats. Panic! The story goes some interesting places, but I'm not going to get into it beyond the initial premise, since that's part of the fun. All I'll say is that it does do some interesting stuff, though anyone who plays this case should know that they'll have to set aside some reading time to fully absorb what's being thrown at them. I'm a bit mixed on the characters, since the theory crafting format tends to not be my favorite for character development, though there weren't any I disliked. Presentation. A major highlight of the case is the very strong and unique presentation. I was impressed with what Dylan and Sky were able to cook up here. Much of the presentation takes inspiration from Umineko, Danganronpa, and probably some other stuff that I haven't played. It all worked together really well and cohesively. If I had any complaints, it's that the presentation could sometimes be very overwhelming. The amount of profiles and evidence to read is a lot higher than I was expecting, and it's clearly the vibe that they're going for, but I personally found it a bit too much. That's very subjective, though, and the rest of the presentation is super strong. The custom assets, both those made for this and taken from elsewhere, are used well together. Gameplay. Much of your enjoyment of the gameplay will depend on how much you like the specific style of theory crafting that the game wants you to work with. Unfortunately, I'm very much not an Umineko fan, and the way I interact with mystery fiction is very different from what Summation wants from me. The gameplay was very unique, and I found a lot of the implementation of the systems interesting. It's very, very unique, and I'm being vague so people can go in and be surprised. But I think I had a very different experience than what the authors expected me to have. I had to rely on the walkthrough very, very often due to finding the case extremely difficult to figure out, and was often frustrated, which, I'm guessing is not the intent since the walkthrough specifically says that the case is not that difficult gameplay-wise and recommends not using it. So, sorry about that. But I definitely needed the walkthrough and disagree with the comment about the difficulty. My difficulty gripes aside, though, I think that this game will be very appealing to those with different sensibilities than me. Unfortunately, I'm just not the target demographic for it, which made it hard to get invested. But I do want to tell Dylan and Sky that I think a lot of people will see something in this that I don't. Theme relevance. So, I think that this case does very well in terms of the second definition of this competition. The idea of having a sense of urgency remains strong throughout. However, this entry took me a long while in terms of real time to get through, and I think that having so much information to read and absorb sometimes works against that sense of urgency. Since my default reaction to having a lot to read is that I should feel calmer and take my time. Still, it's clear what Dylan and Sky were going for, and I can appreciate it. Overall, There's a lot of stuff in this entry that I haven't even touched on, since I think Dylan and Sky want the player to be surprised, including some stuff that did appeal to me more. I think Summation has a firm grasp on what it wants to be, and the type of audience that will appreciate it, and I look forward to the public release and seeing how people react to it. I can see a lot of people being really, really into it. Thanks for making.